This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Again, I want to thank Torah Anytime for those giving me the platform of sharing Divrei Torah and being Marbitz Torah. And they've asked all their speakers to say that if you enjoy the Shiurim, then please press the follow button and share it as widely as you can. A short idea, which I think it is an important idea during these very holy and powerful days. What should the focus of our tefillah be on Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur? I want to share with you something that I heard some years ago, and it helps me frame my own tefillahs, and I hope it will help you as well. There's discussion generally about whether you should be davening for personal bakoshas on Rosh Hashanah. We had a shiur about it some years ago. You can search it up on Torah Anytime. And there's a big debate what you can and can't do. But I once heard the following mashal, which will frame that question and generally frame our whole focus in the coming weeks. Imagine a young man. Let's call him Simon. He has been in yeshiva. He now comes back and he starts working. He gets a job at his dream job. He likes jewelry, he likes watches in particular, and he gets a job in a very high boutique firm in the West End of London, selling expensive watches to very wealthy clients. And he can't believe his luck. This is a dream job for him. He's spending his days immersed in the passion of watches, something he loves. After a few weeks, he thinks life can't get any better, and it does. Because the boss comes into his office and says to him, look, you're doing fabulously here, we're very impressed, and we think you're the right man for a special job that we've got. What's that? We've got an office here in London, we've got an office in Zurich, and we want to open an office in New York. Would you be willing to go to New York, all expenses paid, and we'll set you up with meetings, and that will give you the possibility of opening a branch there, and you'll be you'll explore it for us. So Simon's thinking to himself, fantastic, I've never been to America before, all expenses paid, doing my passion of looking at watch, fantastic. So he says, yes, absolutely. So in a few weeks' time, he's going to be off to New York. He's preparing for his grand trip. And he's thinking to himself, if he's going to meet important business people, he's got to look the part. His wardrobe isn't quite up to scratch. So he goes to an expensive store. He buys fancy clothes. And he remembers the boss said, all expenses paid. So he takes out the firm's credit card. And he says, here, put it on the card, please. He's getting quite used to this. And as he goes to the airport on the big day, he suddenly realizes, I've got a great idea. He goes to the information desk and says, look, I'm booked on this flight in economy class. How much would it cost to upgrade to first class? So he's told some enormous figure. And he says, fine. Takes out the firm's card, put it on the card. And there he is, wined and dined on this plane. He manages to sleep a bit. He gets china plates. He even takes a shower before landing. Life is good. He gets out at JFK. He was getting ready to get online to one of those yellow American New York cabs. And he thinks to himself, why? I've got a much better idea. He goes to a place where he can see stretch limousines. And he gets into a stretch limo. And he takes out his note. He says that he was going to stay at this two-star motel. I've got a much better idea. He says to the driver, take me to the Ritz. And he goes to the Ritz. He goes to the desk. I'm looking for a room for a week or two. Do you have any rooms available? In fact, do you have any suites available? So the fellow says, yeah, I've got a business suite here. Perfect. And he takes that. And in short, for the next couple of weeks, he's in New York meeting important clients, wining and dining in the fanciest of restaurants, meeting people, and having the time of his life. He comes back to London on a Sunday, goes to work the next day on a Monday morning, and on his desk, there's a post-it note saying, see me urgently, the boss. He goes into the boss's office and there's smoke coming out of his nostrils and his ears. And without saying a word, the boss just takes this thick expense report and throws it across the table and just says to him, you better be able to explain this. Because if you can't explain this, you're going to be leaving here in a police car. You've incurred costs of tens of thousands of pounds. Now, Simon has got one of two responses. Either he can say, I just wanted to have a good time, in which case he probably will leave there in a police car. Or he'll say the following. He'll look the boss straight in the eye, and he'll open his briefcase, and he'll take out contracts, and he'll say to the boss, look, I was scheduled to fly economy through the night to New York, and I'm going to be squashed like a sardine and arrive at 8 a.m. in JFK and then go straight to a business meeting. How can I perform well in that business meeting? I needed to fly first class so I could sleep a bit, refresh myself, shower, change, and then go straight to the meeting. I needed to impress my people. I couldn't just meet them in some motel downtown. I need to stay in an important hotel. They've got to see I'm a person of substance, of caliber. And I wine and dine them. I can't take them to a little corner falafel store somewhere. I've got to take them to a prestigious restaurant. And I'll prove to you that I'm right. And he takes all these papers out of his briefcase, and he's got contracts, each one worth potentially millions of pounds. I think you got a bargain, he said. Expenses of $50,000, and I've got tens of millions of pounds worth of contract. You've got a bargain. And he's right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives all of us opportunities and blessings and wherewithal. And we stand there, Rosh Hashanah. The question is, what are we davening for? If we're davening just for our own selves, that we just wanted to have a good time, that I need X, Y, and Z, then, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is less likely to be so pleased with that sort of tefillah. But if the tefillah is framed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need your help, because I'm your ambassador here. I want to be Marbe Kvod Shamayim in this world. I want to help fulfill my potential to be Mamlich you, to bring you into this world. Help me achieve that. To do that, I need good health. I need, you know, peace of mind. I need parnosa. I need whatever we need. If it's framed in that context, in those terms, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, sounds like a good deal to me. So the question of personal bakashas, in a way, although there's a whole shir on it, is moot. Because the question is, what are you davening for? If we frame it in the terms of Kvod Shamayim being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much more likely to give us those tefillahs. Mr. Hashem, Shlubi Zocha, to Ksiva V'Chassima Teva, Lanu L'Chol Yisrael.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.